everybody. I'm Dr. Breich, and this is the Veterans Health Forum, our weekly webinar and podcast dedicated to the health and wellness of our veterans. Today with me in the Transatlantic studio is Professor also and a participant in all our recordings. Hello, Marco.
Hi, Florian. Hi, everybody. Looking forward to another interesting program, I hope.
Yes. So today is June the 22nd, 2025. Lots of international political developments, and also one of the reasons why we chosen the topic of this episode is just in tune with what's happening today and in the world. So our title today will be Safety of Health Tourism. Now, we are talking about a parallel between the regular pre-pandemic tourism, the mass tourism and so forth, and the classical tourism, and now after the pandemic or post-pandemic time, we are talking about the wellness and health tourism. So, Marco, those are the topics today. I have some numbers in here, some questions to you for you, and some topics. So, I'll let you step in.
Thank you. So, yeah, we can say that world is different in terms of tourism as it was five years ago when the COVID started, and since then we have evolution of events which somehow, you know, put a pressure on certain destinations, be it from the safety reasons, simply the area is not peaceful, and that means that people probably will not want to travel unless you are wanting to jump in such situation. Then also because of let's say increase of costs to some destinations, lack of human labor in tourism. If we're talking about health, wellness tourism, means these are highly experienced people usually, which deliver top class product. And many of those were leaving the business since the COVID, because they simply didn't believe that tourism is still, you know, viable for them and their families. I have a lot of information that some people, very, you know, well-experienced people left the job. Of course, there are also the issues with some, let's say, heat problems in some Mediterranean countries. Now it looks that it will be for certain segment of the market difficult to visit this in summer months. So people will escape. Now we are talking about coolcation trend, which means that especially those people who have some health issues and problems would rather choose some more cool destination than the traditional summer, let's say, destinations. We had usually trends that people from north travel to south in the summer and vice versa in winter. And I think also this could be changed in certain percent or portion. So we are at the end of the day talking about changing attitudes, and also on the top of that, in many of very well-known tourist destinations, Spain, Greece, France, Italy even, local people are not happy with the masses they are visiting their destinations, and this all creates some kind of, you know, new world or new situation. And it is very difficult to say now who will win, who will lose. But at the end of the day, I think this is all depending on the management of certain destination, how people and partners there are acting towards, let's say, these challenges.
Right. For the simplicity of understanding of the whole thing here with the safety, what are the criteria of the health tourism, I would just synthesize just a couple of important points of discussion. Number one, the safety, as you put it, the safety of the country, the big region where the tourism will go to. So the destination, the main destination area. Then after that, I'm going to go for the location per se, where I'm going. What kind of, is it a tourism trap destination? Very simple, typical in your area. Is it Venice or is it a small location in Slovenia? A big difference between two. A huge tourism trap versus a relaxing area. Then I'm going to go for the food. When you go in there, you want to have the safety of the food you are consuming. You don't want to come back home straight into the hospital, right?
Absolutely.
Number four, the hotel. What kind of hotel? What kind of accommodation are you in for? A big hotel? Thousands of people in, or small accommodations, small locations, and so on. And then finally, to come to your point of discussion, the personnel. If I'm going to go into a medical design program, I'm not talking about going into a hospital, but no, into a medically designed program, of course I'm be surrounded by highly qualified personnel versus seasonal workers, immigrants, people who don't even have legal papers in their pocket. I mean, I really don't want to be served by those people, or my food being cooked by them. I don't know what kind of criteria those people operate on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So those are the kind of safety issues which are completely different than into the mass tourism, right?
Absolutely. All these, what you mentioned, are playing very important role in decision. And at the end of the day, you see some even highly quality health centers are in the countries where the prices are such that also that would be on the long term an issue, you see. Because, for instance, if you mentioned Venice, we know Venice is absolutely, you know, I'm talking for the European standards, so America qualifies different for that, but are simply, you know, with the taxes and entrance fees now, destination which is not visited, simply. That's how I perceive it from our end here, you know.
Right, and now if we are talking about the health tourism, naturally the locations of the health tourism, even in a country like, say, Italy, they are all outside of those tourism traps, like Florence, Venice, Rome, and so on. Those are more towards the countryside, towards where ancient springs of thermal waters were, more into the Kurorts, as you call them in the German language. There would be the resort areas, and all those resort areas, with the exclusion of Vichy in France, which is a tourism trap, or any other, say, Baden-Baden in Germany. Okay, those are the super well-known centers. Are they now today a tourism trap? Yes. So you will probably, as an American tourist, you will try to go to destination locations which are not overwhelmed by an enormous number of populations. But to come back to what you said before, even that is now changing because of the climate conditions.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So now, instead of going into high summer, into locations where everything concentrates within 2-3 months because of the general vacation times, you can probably go because of the health tourism and the specificity of the core of the program. You can go year round where you're not confronted with a mass tourism.
Absolutely. And when speaking about Slovenia, I'm coming from Slovenia, basically all our spas are in deep rural area. So you are surrounded by forest fields and grass and you know, this offers additional opportunity for the products such as walking, you know, controlled Nordic walk, for instance, under the supervision of physician, etc., etc., together with combined with a healthy water and diet and everything. This creates then this let's say top class product which is offered. I was preparing myself a little bit before this recording, and I checked some prices. I'm not sure whether that's interesting, but for instance, here in Slovenia, 14 days, 3 weeks program would be somehow between 3,000 and 4,000 euro. And I believe that for the average American, this is not the price which would be putting them off. And it is really top content of different activities, including checkings with the doctor prior and after, creation of special diet during the stay, then you know, physical activity, water activities, sauna, massage, lympho drainage, and then of course walking in the open air around the spa. So basically, absolutely, I would say top for the one who would like to you know, taste such product.
And then not to forget those specialized drinks we were served over there by Yanya,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they look green, super green or super blue, but they are not colored artificially.
No,
they
are
really
all
natural products.
That's all natural thing. And also on the top of that, of course, in some spas, for instance, like the place we visited, Rogaška, you drink donut mineral water, which is itself very,
right,
very healthy, the best in or the highest level of magnesium in that water, according to the findings. So basically, you see, you have this kind of elements, you have food which came from the field next door, almost zero mileage, etc., etc. And I think this is basically also the safety we are talking. So not coming from
absolutely
the safety of the let's say from in a physical manner, but also safety, that you certainly are sure that everything what you will consume, what you will be treated with is, let's say, safe and secure.
Well, this is one of the points we were trying to attack in here, if we have the time, the diet. I mean, yes, the food which you as an American tourist will be exposed to, it's an all natural, from the land food.
Absolutely.
Not processed, not mitigated in a different way you don't want to, and loaded with different chemicals and so forth.
Yeah.
So for the first time you get exposed to a different kind of a diet, and now the diet coming together with detoxification, de-stressing, with reduction of general inflammation in your body, this is also part of the cure. So
absolutely,
in other words, part of the program,
absolutely,
part of the biomedical program you are going into. So this is also a super element of safety in comparison with the food, with the commercial food offered by the general tourism.
When you walk the restaurant of the, let's say, health tourism spa or whatever, you see on the wall providers, farmers, basically, you see the photo and their contacts, and what he provided. Did he bring the, I don't know, potato, onions, or fruits, or salami, or sausages, or whatever, or cheese products? So basically, you are able to, during your stay, if you wish, to visit him or her, see how they are doing and how they organize this supply to the restaurants, not just spa restaurants, but also other local restaurants in the area. So basically, you can test yourself, and of course you can also buy for yourself. And that also speaks for instance wine lovers who would maybe combine, and that's also another part of the diet. I'm not talking about drinking, but I'm talking about consuming local wine together with the food for the let's say pleasure, top pleasure and experience of the region where the wine is grown, basically.
This is exactly also one of the directions we are now definitely starting to go on in America. I mean, with the Secretary of Health, Kennedy, Robert Kennedy Jr., where everything is now going away from the old-fashioned so-called food pyramid, which was nothing else but a corrupt system of indoctrination of from little kids to old people. You know, in the last couple of last decade, expressing myself correctly, in the last decade, through the intense lobbying, we managed to have as a most important product would be processed food and all kind of things which you could not even possibly imagine, because the more money we are getting from the lobbyists in the food industry, the more they are changing the food pyramid to give the population the idea that eating that junk food is actually good for you. And now Kennedy is coming to say, absolutely not. We have Kellogg now. We have Kraft. We have major companies who are now declaring that all the strange coloration in our food will be eliminated in 2-3 years. So in other words, yes, we can have attractive food without the poisoning of the masses. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But that is exactly the safety, one of the safety which is incorporated into a wellness tourism, the safety of the food. And as
Continue.
And as you are touching on another point, saying, of course, some conditions will be going from moderate pricing or reduced pricing, if we are talking now money pricing on vacation, from it will be a difference between mass tourism pricing and wellness pricing. Of course, the wellness pricing has to be higher.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, because we are talking about tailor-made and
exactly
and boutique product, you know.
Tailor-made quality, top of the line quality, top of the line safety has its own price. Because if we do not accept the higher price, we do not have a possibility to duplicate it. We don't have a possibility to maintain this process of the new form of tourism, because for everybody who is offering a high quality product, there has to be a reimbursement. There has to be a profit in there to make it, to develop his product, to develop the standards, and to continue offering it to the customers. So we have to acknowledge that.
Absolutely. Just finish.
Trying to compete by spiraling the price down is the fatal mistake, or was always the fatal mistake of the general tourism, of the mass tourism.
I agree.
And this is completely off from our spectrum right now with the wellness tourism, with the health tourism. The prices will be high, but you will be also addressing the top of the line clientele, where the individual health cannot even be measured in money.
Absolutely. I would say, first of all, there is no lunch for free. I think we should all be aware that basically, if you want to have a quality, then you cannot have a cheap quality. I think that simply doesn't exist in the market economy, if I'm not mistaken. On the other hand, I would say also that part of this issue should be in the process of education of the young and new generations who are coming, that they understand that if farmer produces this on, let's say, organic way or not intensive way, then of course his apple or potato should be different price. I mean, then it is your choice I simply would say, let just put things on the shelf, and then you as a customer decides. And who wants to decide for this one, then he should be or she should be prepared to pay a little bit more. And still, on the other hand, get the quality, which first of all also satisfy the let's say, the health standards which we each set to us. Somebody would say, I would like to be slim and doesn't want to exercise. That simply doesn't exist. Pills will not make you healthy on the long term if you want to be looking nice. So all these things are more or less there. And with such approach, I believe, and stepping out of the comfort zone means that this is something which could bring you a new dimension in your life. So that's how I would describe this aim which we want to develop and encourage. So health tourism and wellness in our products which we are offering.
Yeah, and from the other part of the other aspect of the wellness tourism, all right. If we are talking about the hotel, the place where you will stay for like 3-4 weeks or even longer, the difference between a mass tourism hotel with thousands of rooms and an enormous attrition in ins and outs, and people coming in from all over the world, people leaving, coming more in, and so on. The stress level in there is unimaginable high.
Mm.
We used to go from Germany down to Florida to Spain in summer, traveling all the way to Costa Brava, and then later on all the way to Malaga to the south in the Marbella area. The hotels were in June, July, August completely covered. You could see the Scandinavians coming out of buses and running like mad people to the beach, right? Mm. And there was the noise all the time in the hotel, in the lobbies, in the dining rooms, anywhere you could imagine. It was an unimaginable stress. Well, so
absolutely,
a health vacation should be completely away of such a stress.
Absolutely.
You're going there to relax,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You don't go in there to be...
I know that people who go on these programs are even not separated, but you see, because they are consuming, it depends which program you take, detox, slimming, diet. So
yeah,
you get special food, specially prepared for you, personally for you. Of course, this is a little bit more expensive. So you don't mix with the regular guests, because of course they are eating big portions of food, and you are discreetly put somehow that you are not disturbed by this also. Then also maybe some, you see, lifestyle things, which is, you know, using mobile while eating. You know, you remember Janja said, first of all, I take off the mobile for the whole week to such client, because simply this is not the way we do it. You should concentrate on what you are doing. Even you are consuming juice with spoon, slow. And that's all thing. But I absolutely support your idea. This is ideal for family, small pensions, small hotels, which have personal touch. And I think that only this way, then the fulfillment of the product is total. You will not do the health tourism in 1,000 beds hotel, for sure not.
No. Exactly. Because one, a major part of the wellness tourism is de-stressing. So
absolutely,
you cannot de-stress in a grand railway station. You cannot de-stress by sitting even comfortably on a bench in a big mall. You cannot have a de-stressing situation like that. You have to be in a proper environment where the consumers are also so to speak, health-oriented, not patients, but clients, and not running crazy around and noise and all kind of other things which are typical for the mass tourism, right?
Absolutely.
So now,
absolutely.
If we come down to one of the last portions in here, the personnel attending to you, right? Wellness tourism has one type of personnel, highly qualified, medically trained,
yes.
People who understand that you are somehow between a tourist and a patient, right? And on the other side, you have the cheap service or the cheap improvised attendance of mass tourism. So now when I'm talking to different patients of mine and they come from Italy, they come from Spain, they come from wherever they come and they say, oh my God, it was terrible. I have a patient of mine who she's going periodically to France, but she's going to the south of France, not to Paris. And she said just the other day, she said, it's completely different. First of all, those people who are serving you in small restaurants and street restaurants and so on, some of them don't even speak French.
Yeah.
I mean, well. and then the service quality, it's absolutely horrendous. So now, why would you sacrifice your vacation to be exposed to those kind of stress?
Absolutely.
Right.
From my personal experience, again, you will on a treatment which we are talking, detox, slimming, whatever, probably be served by the same waitress or waitress for 14 days for your stay.
Yeah.
So you become friend and she is advisor. She's not just waiter. But she or he would know to advise in which way all this was prepared, what are the nutrition's content, etc., etc. So they are really well trained, and in this way, of course, you are then also sure that you get what you paid at the end of the day, you know.
Also, because those people you are referring to are natives of the area.
Yes.
Right? They can also, and they were always going to have, you know, a little dialogue with the customers all the time. And as you said, you are actually making friends with them because they are attending the same people, the same person attends the same clients or patients, whatever, all the time. So now, you can ask them, where should I go to visit? And you show them different brochures, different things. And they will tell you, okay, well, why don't you go there instead of there because of this and that? They do know the area. They are natives of the area, right?
Absolutely.
So and you learn from them things specific for those areas, which you don't find in any brochures, in any, you know, they can even tell you, okay, go and visit that one wine maker in that valley, or go and visit that strawberry farm over there. I know them since I was a kid. That's the best fruit in the world. So those kind of things, which you normally as a consumer tourist, you will never be able to discover.
Because they are not promoted. In some cases, they would probably have the kind of website or, you know, social media spot to contact them. But in reality, these are I would say villagers coming from the same village, and my neighbor is doing this. So basically, you come there as a recommendation from the friend to the friend, basically. And this is, as you said, very important in terms of trust and the stress you get. And I'm sure that such things would absolutely work the best in the destination which and where the stakeholders are cooperating, putting together some joint efforts, some itineraries where you can go for afternoon or maybe even a couple of days and visit this additional points of interest.
Yeah. So I think we covered quite a bit of information today from the American point of view of an American future wellness traveler. Again, today we debated to close our recording today. We debated the quintessential characteristic of the health tourism, the safety of the country, of the region where you are traveling to, particularly today in the world, the safety of the town, village, or place you will be spending the next 3, 4, 5 weeks, the safety of the hotel in which you go. When we are talking about safety, we are not meaning being just aware of the fact that you don't get robbed. The safety, the general safety of the
Absolutely.
Hotel, your stress level, your so on. Then the other point is the safety of the food you will be eating.
Yep.
And then finally, the typical case of wellness tourism, the safety of the personnel attending you. So, in other words, safe, safe, safe. So in the next, decades to come, particularly after the pandemic, I think that from the American point of view, safety of traveling and safety of having a wellness vacation will be primordial. Everybody who has a brain in the head will go for safety and not for... They used to call it adventure. Well, okay, adventure. Why don't we go now to visit downtown Tehran? Okay, Iran,
well,
right?
But
a good adventure,
Florian,
if you want to do it now.
I believe that also it is adventure to visit a farmer whom food you had eaten in the restaurant of the hotel.
Right.
It is adventure to visit a winemaker which produced top quality wine and talk to their family and see how he is or she is producing. It is adventure to, I don't know, go and walk or cycle in the top class nature, etc., etc. All this is also adventure, I think, in a way.
The idea that the concept of adventure is evolving as well, right? I mean, I see people going, they disappear on some Mexican stranded beaches somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, don't go there. That's just a countryside of some cartels, drug cartels. That's nothing to do with adventure. Would
Absolutely.
You go now to visit, the front line in Ukraine? It's also considered to be an adventure. As I said, go to Iran.
Yeah.
It's also an adventure.
Yeah.
But that's being a complete idiot, a complete demented person. So we are talking about intelligent consumers, intelligent patients. People were saying, as you said again, adventure is to go on a farm to see how your food gets produced. Right?
I am using one expression which I found on the litter bin in Ljubljana near a big supermarket. So your everyday life is somebody else's adventure. Basically, this is what I understand as kind of sustainable, personal, not mass tourism. Simple as that. Come visit me, experience, we start to communicate. And by this, I think you get the best adventure in your life sometimes, because it is something different and still unique and grassrooted, you see.
And one of the aspects of wellness tourism is that a person visiting an area and going a second time, a third time into the same area becomes so familiar with the area that area becomes his second home.
That's absolutely true.
And because his adventure in that area also influences super positive his general well-being, that is the ultimate benefit of the balneo tourism, the wellness and medical tourism. In other words, you will return to that area again and again and again because you see the major differences in your body, in your health, in your mental, you know, functioning. And that's one of the advantages you will never have from the mass tourism.
I think that this is the most important thing which you mentioned at the end. You should see the difference before and after. And of course, if you see it, then you will come back.
Yes.
Well, we must also say, just concluding this, that not everybody can stand that. There are cases that people, because of certain reasons, simply cannot stand 14 days treatments and shock in their daily life. But I believe that it's worth to try.
You mean 14 days of distressing? 14 days of detoxification? Yeah, some people may not be able to stand it.
Yeah. No, it's the case. It's the case. Yeah.
I think those people really should not subscribe to a wellness tourism, right?
Well, I mean, everybody are welcome, and we are here to convince them that it is worth to try. And I think that's our job.
Exactly. Well, Marco, thank you so much for today. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us. And stay tuned. We will come in the next weeks and months to very interesting debates and discussions of different health concepts and so on. So all the best to everybody, and have a nice, wonderful week.
Thank you.
Bye.
And, look
Ciao,
forward
everybody.
To our next sessions. Bye.
Bye-bye.